we're leaving a whole, you know, a whole swath of the population left behind. The feeling that there's nobody there representing them. You know, there's so many campaigns at the moment about how we want to get women more involved in politics. But if you can't, you know, I want my children to be able to see strong female leaders. And unfortunately, in the Ballymote Tobacco area at the moment, there is nobody there doing that, champion the women's cause. We know over the last number of years, one of the biggest mass movements was the Repeal the Eighth campaign, which was for women and led by women. And, you know, there's been so many social issues and economic issues around women, and they're just not represented. Like, if we take COVID, for example, we know during the COVID crisis, women were disproportionately affected because they were on the front lines. No, they were carers, they were retail workers, and they were working in our hospitals. The same with the cost of living crisis, women are disproportionately affected. You know, they're often the ones that are in charge of the household budget, having to make these hard decisions, you know, about where to shop, etc. And we also know that the housing crisis has had a massive impact on women. It has often meant that some women have had to stay in abusive relationships due to the lack of social and affordable housing. So we also know that there's a gender pay gap. Women are disproportionately affected in society, and we need to be able to have representatives that are going to fight across the board, you know, and make women's issues one of their key issues to champion.